On the show today, we have PSEU's Miles Bristow talking about PSEU partnering with the American Student Assistance to teach credit union members about college finances. So check it out. Welcome to our show and on today's program. We're talking a little college finances out there for a lot of you, and this is actually kind of good timing because a lot of college freshmen and actually sophomores, juniors, and seniors are going back to school, and we have Mr. Miles Bristow from PSEU here to talk to us about it. How are you, Miles?
Doing great, Mike. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, the topic of today's conversation, along with college finances, is about PSEU partnering with American Student Assistance to teach credit union members about college finances. So tell us about this partnership. What's going on? What's it all about?
Sure. The ASA has come up with their own organization called SALT.
Mm-hmm.
And what they have done was develop this curriculum specifically for universities. So in-class curriculum mm-hmm. that the students would go through, help them with some of the challenges in not only managing their loans, student loans, but also all of their other financial needs. It's essentially a financial literacy for students.
Oh, sweet.
And so it was originally created in Massachusetts with, you know, there are a few universities in that area.
A little bit. Just a couple.
And, they found, as they were preparing to expand their business, they were looking for other areas that would make sense where financial literacy was a major concern right. or a major need. And credit unions kind of bubbled up for them as an area where it's sort of aligned perfectly with their charter. And so we connected with them. They actually sought us out. They saw some of the work we were doing in social media and some of the financial literacy aspects. And they asked if, you know, we could talk a little bit how we might be able to partner together.
Cool.
So the partnership is pretty simple. PSEU, we have a whole crew here of content creators, designers, social media experts mm-hmm. creating content every month for mm-hmm. credit unions to use.
Okay.
So it could be anything from financial literacy types of things to content about the credit union DNA. You know, owners wanted, you know, things around the core aspects of how credit unions run,
mm-hmm.
as well as simple things like the holidays. If you look at the calendar, there's Secretary Day and Donut Day and Public Tree Day. And
Pizza Day, Shoelace Day, there's all sorts of days.
That's right. And there's also a lot of social events happening, the Super Bowl and the Oscars. And so what we're trying to do is connect credit unions to all of those types of events.
Oh, okay. Good idea.
Now, the financial literacy piece, we were doing as we could. And when we were able to connect with ASA, we saw that these folks had a whole treasure trove of content already pre-written, quizzes and blog posts and other types of you know, statistical mm-hmm. studies and so on. And so what they're doing is adding some of that content to the free content we produce every month mm-hmm. for credit unions. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this now about 3 years.
Okay.
Almost 600 credit unions are using that every month.
Wow.
And the financial literacy content is kind of added on to that. Now, credit unions can also have sort of a co-branded or white-labeled version of what ASA creates.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's available on our site. You know, if you wanted to look for more information, credit unions could kind of go ahead and create almost their own financial literacy portal,
mm-hmm.
which the universities have it. And now the credit unions connected with those universities are also sharing that same kind of a site. So mm-hmm. It's a great set of tools. The student actually creates their own profile. They take the classes and they get graded. It's
wow.
There's gamification built in, so it's really pretty exciting.
And this, I mean, better connects them with the credit union. Obviously, it gets them kind of in the credit union ecosystem, for lack of a better term, and helps them with their educates them on their finances to boot. So I mean, there's kind of a you know, pardon the well-worn cliche, but it's definitely a win-win here for folks.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, what we provide every month through the ASA, when they give us content to provide each month, it's really just tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that stuff is, you know, just very kind of general information, topical. You mentioned going back to school is around this time of
oh,
year.
Yeah.
So there's some of that. But if they really want to kind of put that into overdrive, that's where they would want to have that maybe white labeled version.
Okay. And so this, I'm assuming this benefits the credit union as kind of a value add type of thing. This is just one more reason to use your credit union as a financial resource. Am I kind of barking up the right tree here? Or?
I think so. Yeah. what we found is that many credit unions is part of their charter, their founding document. It talks about providing financial literacy or providing help to their community. And so financial literacy is one of those pieces, mm-hmm. but sometimes it's easier said than done. Yeah. Many credit unions will hold webinars or events where they'll kind of bring everyone together and they'll get some folks to come.
Right.
But this is being all digital kind of opens up to more folks,
yeah,
the
no
more
doubt.
Like attend.
No doubt. And so what are the goals here? I mean, obviously better positioning the credit union, all that type of stuff. From your perspective, what are the goals with this partnership?
Well, for PSCU, it's a win because we can provide financial literacy to clients, mm-hmm. to our credit unions at no cost. And so it adds some benefit to the social media stuff we're already doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the ability to provide a major area, a connection point for credit unions.
Yeah, no doubt.
For SALT and ASA, this is a new audience for them,
mm-hmm.
going from universities and now exclusively into credit unions to white label that. That's we're sort of a way to help them get into that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, we also work with CU Student Choice, which is
student
lending partner.
Good people
and
there.
So this is sort of it's almost the marriage of the three. We have, you know, PSCU with our member owners. You have CU Student Choice providing the lending. And now you have that part, that financial literacy aspect, mm-hmm. which helps them make better decisions across their entire financial life, right? Their life story.
The perfect hat trick, it certainly sounds like.
That's right.
Very cool. So the importance of this, obviously, is education. You know, it sounds like, because we all need, I don't care who you are, everybody needs some sort of financial literacy type education, especially kids going to college. I mean, that kind of amplifies it by 100 in my book. So it's just like, this is really good timing. So is that kind of the importance from your neck of the woods as well?
It really is. You know, to get them off to a good start, you know, financial taking out loans as a student, you're starting out with a lot of debt.
Yeah.
In some cases. And so this helps them with making smarter choices on that, but also how to be responsible with their, how to save and even planning retirement already.
Yeah.
Haven't even had their first job in their chosen profession.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of those types of things about kind of getting them ready for this big, adulting. You know, they have to go and take care of, be self-sufficient and
it's true.
And all of those things. And for PSCU, you know, we're in service of our owners. This particular aspect is open to all credit unions. They don't have to be owners of PSCU to use and enjoy that free content every month.
Yeah.
And so that's just sort of our gift or responsibility back to the industry. Coupled with that, financial literacy is one aspect, but students learning more about credit unions. Learning what they are and the difference between a bank and a credit union, and that's also another important aspect of this,
mm-hmm.
to educate the population about that. The other thing I'll mention is that while it is geared towards college students, and a lot of that is sort of their beginnings,
yeah,
it's relevant to anyone. Since they talk about other things, retirement, for example, that's something we all could do.
Me included. All of us.
All better job of keeping that plan together.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it sounds like you guys have the bases covered here. It's such a great idea, and it sounds like such a natural idea and something that's in the credit union wheelhouse. So perfect timing, perfect idea, guys. So thank you so much, Miles, for this, and yeah, let's check back in, see how it's going. All right, man. Anything else to add to wrap up?
No, I think that hopefully some credit unions will kind of go ahead and take advantage of these. We've had some positive response back from several credit unions that are noticing our increased focus on financial literacy. I will say that it's been there's been two requests. One, give us more information that helps our members be smarter with money. And the second is interesting. We've gotten a lot more requests for things in Spanish. There's a large underserved population. There's some credit unions that are really focused at in that area.
Yeah.
And then we have some that haven't been but would like to reach those audiences. So that's going to be sort of our next focus, is to make this available to more folks.
Exactly. Oh, that's a great find. Yeah, that's like something you didn't even think about, and like, oh, hey, all right, let's tackle that project. Very cool. All right, man. Well, thank you so much, Miles. Appreciate the time as always. You guys there at PSEO, keep up the good work, man. You guys are doing some incredible stuff, you know, not only with the technology and the card service, all that type of, but the philanthropic, if I can say that three times fast, efforts that you guys do is just fantastic. So well done, Miles. Keep up the good work, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And be sure to trademark that adulting word, all right?
Yes.